eternal Father in heaven, we do remain in your presence with a desire in our hearts, Father, to understand your will more perfectly, be aware of the enemies of our new creature existence, praying that we can also have sincere concern for our brethren who are in various ways trapped in systems that are not healthy for them, that we would do all we can to witness, to find those who realize that they are uncomfortable in such a system because of the deeds of that system and its claims. We pray for the time when we, if challenged in our faith, or even challenged in some way of persecution, that we would have faith. We realize all may not experience such things, but we pray that we can grow, assisting one another, being peaceful and patient with one another as we face these difficulties that lie before some of us. Father, we pray also your blessing now upon the presentation of this vesper and Brother Peter's work with this material that he'll share with us and bring to our hearts and minds a more tranquil and peaceful message than we just heard. We thank you, Father, for your mercy to us. We praise your name, and especially, Father, thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Amen.
And now we turn the program and this microphone over to Brother Peter Knapp.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Good evening, Brother. We're actually going to begin with some singing from the children, so if they could be invited in. They're going to be singing two selections tonight for us. The first is They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love, which goes well with our theme for the weekend, being of one spirit. And we'll be bilingual this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, kids. Very nice. Very well done. We were going to have an adult choir, but we knew they couldn't follow that. So, I wanted to do some congregational singing tonight. It's a fairly short vesper, and I wanted to keep it fairly simple. But I thought we would do, in keeping with the theme, was instead of just asking for requests, as is often done with song services, is to ask for specific requests that are themed. So in other words, things about the Spirit. So as we've discussed different things throughout this convention about the Spirit, what are hymns that come to mind for you thinking about the Holy Spirit? Favorite ones, ones that you think are appropriate. And so as you go through the program and think about the different topics we've had, we have baptism of the Spirit, anointing of the Spirit, seal of the Spirit, witness of the Spirit, and then today we continued, we had begotten of the Spirit, born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and quenching the Spirit. That might be a tougher one to find. We don't have too many hymns that are not on the negative, but so we could start anywhere if anything comes to mind, but you have to be able to identify which topic of the Spirit you're talking about with your hymn. So what comes to mind? Yes? Most books have a number one, but I don't know if we... There we go. Abide, Sweet Spirit. Well, which topic are you linking it with? Anti-quench. Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of a do-all hymn. It covers a lot of territory, so that's good. How about we sing verses 1 and 4 of hymn number 1, Abide, Sweet Spirit. Thank you, Sister Lynn. Line, thy triumphs of thy conquering power. Ultimately, that is really what the Spirit is about. The power to have conquering, to have triumph, to have the ability to overcome. Yes, Brother Vincent. 32. And what does 32 tell us about the Spirit? Okay. Again, you really can't go wrong, can you? Okay, I'll let it go there. The prospect. I just want to take a moment to think about the words here, because we go through these hymns so often, especially as the piano player, I'm just playing notes so often. I just like to stop and think about them. Come all ye saints to Pisgah's mountain, come view our home beyond the tide. Millennial Canaan is before us, and we'll sing on the other side. So let's do, again, first and last on this, so we can try and get a few more hymns on these. So first and last, the prospect. Thank you. If we can have one more specifically, the being filled with the Spirit. Sister Rebecca. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Our faithful guide. Holy Spirit, faithful guide, ever near the Christian side, gently lead us by the hand, pilgrims in a desert land, which very much brings to mind John 14, but that comforter and guide. So, very good choice. Again, first and last verse, please. So quietly. We often get rolling on hymns and just sing it all loud, but there's so many times you stop to think about the words. There's one hymn in the back in particular where it's telling me the old story slowly, and how often do we slow down and really think about what that story is. Tell me the story softly, and to actually change how we sing it and communicate it. That last line, whispering sweetly, traveler, come follow me, I'll guide thee home. Brother Ray Buckeye, who's my oldest and dearest friend, used to talk about the sweet kisses of the Lord and those little things that happen throughout the day and gentle reminders of this whispering that we have, this encouragement that we have. And the words of this hymn, when we think about the Holy Spirit, we think about not the Trinity, and so we tend to think about the power of the Lord. And yet there's some very personal metaphors in there that obviously we're not thinking about the Holy Spirit as a person, but still the personal aspect of gently lead us by the hand, whispering, all of these types of things that are a comfort, as Jesus said in John 14, the comfort to us. So appreciate that hymn choice very much. Brother Ron? Mm-hmm. 116. And Brother Ron is choosing us as a witness of the Spirit. 116. The old story? That's the one I just said, isn't it? No. Tell me the oldest story. Is that the one I was thinking of? I was thinking of ZZ. So close. 116, the old story. Verses 1 and 4, please. Thank you. witness of the Spirit and the way it can help us as we witness in telling this old, old story, do you think of it as a story when you tell people about this, to actually weave together something that's not just information, but is a story, something that communicates the depth and the meaning it holds for you? And for those of you with children, you know how many times you have to tell them a story. You have to make things up and trying to be creative with that and yet meaningful and have it actually make sense. It's risky a little bit. And when you try to witness outside your comfort zones and think of how can I tell this in a way that's not just giving information but tells a story. And then to have those moments, I'm sure you've had them when you step out on a limb to try and explain something to someone or share something with someone, and you end up saying it in a way that I wouldn't have thought of that if I had thought of it ahead of time, but something clicked, something happened, and that ability of the Spirit to help us in those moments, to tie things together in a way that's more than just the sum of those parts. Yes? What about? Okay, the comfort and soothing of the Spirit, hymn 128, Prince of My Peace. Again, first and last, please. For one more. Brother Russ. 339. We have a plan. 339. And your filling of the Holy Spirit. 339. We are going to sing this to close, actually. And Brother Michael is going to read the Songs of the Night for us. And we will go ahead and sing all four verses.